overwhelm is the abundance of everything you ever wish and prayed for coming in either all at once or coming into your life. An abundance of everything you've ever wished and prayed for all coming into your life.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
So you just got back from speaking at Powerhouse Women, our dear friend, matter of fact, at this point, let's call her family, Lindsay Schwartz's event. How was it?
It was absolutely mind-blowing, amazing. I did a podcast last week before I went about what it feels like to go watch one of your best friends in her element. And I can tell you, now this is the after, I literally cried. Like, I had so many moments where I had tears in my eyes watching just someone rise into the person and be the person that they came here to be. Like, it was magical. The event, I don't care who you are, if you have a pulse, there was something that you could have gotten out of it. Wow. And it was funny. It was fun. It was inspiring. I just had the best time on stage and I lost my voice right after, which is why
it sounds like you left half your voice there.
I feel like I should be a sexy radio host right now. Like, I should just quick get a 900 number.
Make a little side hustle cash.
Yes, just for the week. That's the part about podcasting, right? You have to be super consistent even when
you don't feel your best.
You don't feel good. We've postponed this 3 days because I did not have a voice. And by the grace of our awesome podcast manager, Nikki, she has let us get a few extra days of grace. And here we are. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, you came back from that thing and we went on our walk run that we always do. And you were talking about the different speakers and our good friend, Jasmine Starr, spoke there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something from stage that when you repeated it to me was like, wow, it's simple yet so profound, mm-hmm. right? A no-brainer, but great wake-up call. And that's what I wanted to kind of prompt you to share with everyone listening right now. What'd she say from stage?
Man, that's the cool thing about events, right? Like you get in a room with so many different walks of life and so many people with so much access to other wisdom and so much wisdom themselves that you get these nuggets that just rock your world. And this one really rocked my world. She said that overwhelm is the abundance of everything you ever wish and prayed for coming in either all at once or coming into your life. An abundance of everything you've ever wished and prayed for all coming into your life.
Overwhelm is the abundance of everything you ever wished or prayed for coming into your life all at once. When you said that to me, I was like, yep, that's it right there. Like, I wished I could bring this incredible fintech company to life and it's happening bigger and faster than I expected. But at the same time, I wished that we could have podcasts with millions of downloads and that has to continue while building this thing. And I wished that I would have this incredible group, you know, my elite mastermind of people that I loved and get to serve and see as friends and peers and collaborate with at this point. Except that it also happens that like all mm-hmm. of these things happen at once and I feel overwhelmed. And then add to that, I wished I could have a house in every little area that I wanted, one in California, one in Arizona, one up here at the lake house. But then that brings overwhelm of the projects. And I realized when you said this, how dare we get overwhelmed when all the things we wished or prayed for at once start happening all together. Now, listen, I also want to acknowledge there's very different types of overwhelm out there. Some people are overwhelmed because they don't know where their next rent or mortgage payment is going to come from. Or some people are overwhelmed because they have multiple family members sick with real diseases at the same time. So this is not that type of overwhelm that we're talking about. I empathize and sympathize with anyone going through stuff like that. This is the kind of overwhelm where we forget to put into perspective that this is just the culmination of everything we were hoping and praying for.
I think of this for people like, you know, when we have this crazy amount of emails that we have to get back to and we wished for a time in our life when we wanted people to want us to respond back to emails. If we have a little bit of a following now or maybe a large following and we're like, oh my God, I have so many DMs. I have to respond to these things. And it's a time where, oh my gosh, you wish that you would have once had these things. Maybe there's a lot of people asking for you or asking something from you. And there was a time when you wish one person would have wanted something mm-hmm. from you. Maybe you're getting asked to speak a lot. Maybe you're getting asked to, you know, for your advice a lot. And there was a time when we wished for these things. So really understanding that now it's just this beautiful abundance of all the things you ever wished and prayed for. And now this is giving you the opportunity to not only step back and get really, really grateful for the beautiful things that have come into your life and stop and say thank you, but to also realize that you need to start becoming a different person to manage these things. So having some boundaries and knowing that it's really how you're looking at the things in your life. Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Mm. So it's the perspective of, wow, okay, yes, there's a lot of emails, or yes, there's a lot of appointments, but I'm so grateful that these are here. And even that for your day can completely change the way that you're coming at your day.
This perspective can change your day, because that's, I think, when we most feel overwhelmed, right? We look at our day and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I have in front of me. But for me, it's changing my month of October coming up. From October 1st to November 6th, I have 9 different trips and appearances to make. 9. That means every single week I'm traveling and appearing somewhere at least twice. And some is pleasure. A lot of it is work or speaking. That's way too many things at once. At least it felt that way until you came home and said, hey, Jasmine just said this amazing thing. You know, overwhelm is simply the culmination of everything that you once wished and prayed for happening all at once. I was like, there was a time I wished someone wanted me on their stage. There was a time I wished that a charity wanted me to be there present. There was a time that I wished that I could pick up with a group of guys and go to this one certain location and bring family with. Like, all of these things happening at once is not a problem. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. And so whether you have to frame your next hour with this perspective, or your next day, or your next week, or your next month, or whatever it is, we're speaking to all the people out there that create this manufactured fake stress of overwhelm when it's just a whole lot of good things happening at once.
Mm-hmm. We're so grateful for you guys, and thank you so much for always listening.
Don't forget, I will text you a positive money mantra or business perspective every single morning that I wake up. All you gotta do is text me the word daily to 310-421-0416. I'm not kidding. Been doing it over a year now to thousands and thousands and thousands of you. And I love the responses. It's my favorite part. So if you want me to text you first thing when I wake up, positive money mantra, business perspective, text me the word daily to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word daily to 310-421-0416. All right, guys. Peace out. Appreciate you.